Wisconsin's lieutenant governor says her campaign is hundreds of thousands of dollars short after a former campaign manager double-counted some donations. It's Tuesday, July 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin has seen an unusually large number of tornadoes this year. The rest of the Midwest has as well. So could this be a new trend?
The conditions are kind of favorable, right? If we have more of that heat and humidity laying around.
Plus, the August primary elections are right around the corner, and WPR has published its voter guide. We'll hear about how you can inform yourself about the candidates. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Democratic candidate for governor Sarah Rodriguez says her campaign will move forward despite a massive fundraising discrepancy. As Sean Johnson reports, the news comes after Rodriguez fired her campaign manager for what she said was a breach of trust.
Rodriguez, Wisconsin's lieutenant governor, said at a Madison press conference that she found out late last week that there were discrepancies in her campaign finance reports. The end result, Rodriguez said, was that there were hundreds of thousands of dollars less than she had thought. The realization came days after Rodriguez's campaign issued a press release calling for a $1 million ad buy.
That decision was made by my campaign manager, and I cannot get inside her head as to why she made that announcement.
Rodriguez's Democratic opponents seized on the news. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes said it had never been more clear that Rodriguez is not ready to serve as the state's top executive. State Senator Kel DeRoy said it showed she's not prepared for the rigors of a campaign or of governing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The bodies of three missing boaters have been recovered from the Mississippi River's Lake Pepin on Wisconsin's western border. Law enforcement first responded to reports of an overturned pontoon on Saturday night. The Pepin County Sheriff's Office says just before 11 Saturday night, it heard reports of people calling for help from the waters of the roughly 40-square-mile lake. A press release says three people were clinging to an overturned boat when first responders arrived. The survivors said three additional people were missing. A joint statement Sunday evening from the Pepin County Sheriff's Office and Wabasha County Sheriff's Office said multiple agencies searched using boats, helicopters, and drones. The three additional boaters were recovered but pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Office said autopsies are underway and they're not releasing the names of the victims at this time. Tornadoes could become more common across the Midwest. That's according to researchers who say Tornado Alley might be moving. Avery Martinez says Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin have seen a higher-than-average number of tornadoes this year.
Wisconsin has seen 39 tornadoes this year, already tying last year's total count, according to National Weather Service data. It's a trend. More tornadoes are popping up in the Midwest and even the Southeast. Many states are seeing record heat and winds. And five of Wisconsin's worst tornado years were in the past two decades. Victor Gensini with Northern Illinois University says warmer temperatures could contribute to more tornadoes.
The conditions are kind of favorable, right, if we have more of that heat and humidity laying around.
Across the Midwest, tornado numbers are climbing. Illinois is at triple their yearly average, with 178 tornadoes so far. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Members of Milwaukee's Lincoln Avenue school community say they're hopeful for the upcoming move to Pulaski High School this fall. The elementary school was destroyed by a fire on June 30th. Last week, Milwaukee Public School officials announced a plan to relocate about 450 kids to the high school. Those kids are in pre-kindergarten through fifth grade. Melanie Lawrence attended Lincoln along with multiple generations of her family. She says she hoped Pulaski would be the relocation of choice.
My first thought was Pulaski, but then I'm thinking, well, there's a high school next door. You're not going to put elementary kids in there. But with God's will and prayers, it happened.
MPS officials say the high school is large enough to accommodate the younger kids and high schoolers. The building is less than 2 miles away from Lincoln Avenue School. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. The Milwaukee Brewers have the second best record in baseball going into the All-Star game break. Chuck Freeman is the host of the Brewers podcast, Locked On Brewers. He said it was a, quote, terrific first half.
They do it with good, fundamental, sound baseball. High baseball IQ, smart players, doing the little things that it takes to win a game.
The team has 59 wins and 37 losses. Only the Los Angeles Dodgers have a better record so far this year. The Brewers' season ended last year after they lost to the Dodgers in the playoffs. The All-Star game takes place tonight. The regular season resumes later this week, and the playoffs start in late September. 20 cows were stolen in Marathon County last week, and the farming community in central Wisconsin is asking for help trying to find them. The cattle were taken the night of July 7th from the Edgar area, about a half hour west of Wausau. They weigh about 800 pounds each and were wearing white ear tag numbers from 100 to 300. A widely shared Facebook post asks anyone with information on the theft to contact law enforcement. WPR spoke to a representative of the farm who said there were signs that someone drove a vehicle right up to the barn the cattle were in for the night. Police are investigating. Coming up, Wisconsin's primary elections are just 4 weeks away, and WPR's voter guide can help you get informed about the candidates. Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Wubensocker, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Wubensocker collection today.
And finally, the next election in Wisconsin is less than a month away, and WPR wants to make sure you're informed about what's on your ballot. On August 11th, voters will decide their party's nominees for governor in the race to replace Democrat Tony Evers. They'll also decide who will run for the state's 8 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, among other races. To help you decide, WPR has just published its latest voter guide. You can find that at wpr.org/voterguide. WPR's Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden has been gathering the candidates' responses to a host of questions about their policies and beliefs. She joins us now. One of the races that everyone is keenly focused on will be the race for governor. So can you tell us who exactly is in this race right now?
Yeah, so right now we have 5 Democrats running for governor. Those are Mandela Barnes, Joel Brennan, Francesca Hong, Kelda Royce, and Sarah Rodriguez. And on the Republican side, we have 2 candidates. Those are Tom Tiffany and Andy Mansky. And we sent survey questions to all of these candidates, and that is what you can find on our voter guide.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you how exactly this worked. You sent all of these questions out to the candidates, and then what? They just answer the questions, send it back to you, and it all kind of goes online for everyone to see?
Yeah, exactly. So we got these questions by actually asking our audience, what do you want the candidates to weigh in on as you decide who to vote for in this election? So we got over 100 responses from our audience members suggesting questions that they thought we should ask to the candidates. And there were definitely some topics that rose to the top that you could tell is really on voters' minds as they decide who to vote for. Specifically, education was something that people really want the governor candidates to weigh in on, drinking water, data centers in Wisconsin, and also how these candidates would work with the Trump administration if they were elected.
When we take a look at the House of Representatives, Bridget, nationally, there have been some races to redistrict, kind of determining the outcomes of some of these races before voters even head to the polls. Wisconsin is not one of them, so a lot of the races in Wisconsin are being more closely watched this year. Can you take us through some of those races that are being closely watched, and what do voters want to know?
So for Wisconsin's congressional races, there are really only two seats that could potentially flip come the general election in November. Those are the first district, which is currently held by Republican Representative Brian Stile, and the third, which is currently Republican Representative Derek Van Orden's seat. So both of those incumbents are running. The Democrats are hopeful that their candidates will come out on top in November. We followed the same process for our voter guide for our congressional races. We asked people what they cared about, and then we sent those questions to the candidates. So if you go to our voter guide, you can see what candidates have said about data centers, about working with the Trump administration, about gas prices, about housing, all sorts of issues that people have told us they really care about.
Were there any sort of through lines when it came to the congressional races that kind of surprised you, or maybe any answers that people really specifically wanted to hear about? I know you mentioned a couple there.
One thing that rose to the top was, you know, how would you either work with the Trump administration or stand up to the Trump administration if you were elected to Congress? A lot of people told us that that's something they want to know from these candidates.
I want to take a wider look at the stakes for this upcoming governor's race. Tell me a little bit about that race and what's at stake there for the candidates.
Yeah, so with Democratic Governor Tony Evers stepping down, this is the first completely open governor's race we've seen in Wisconsin since 2010. And, you know, as we know, Wisconsin is a very purple state. So no matter who wins this primary in August, it's clear that the general election in November is going to be really close. So voters are definitely thinking a few months down the line as they decide who they're going to vote for in August. And hopefully our voter guide can help people make that decision.
Our colleagues over with Inside Wisconsin Politics will keep you up to date there as well. WPR's Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden, thank you so much for joining us and helping us break down this voter guide that's now available. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more about WPR's online voter guide, go to wpr.org/voterguide. And of course, we'll get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go. The forecast, a lot like yesterday. It's going to be hot and muggy with highs getting into the 90s across the state today. Extreme heat warning and heat advisory in effect for basically the entire state today. It'll be warm overnight with lows down into the 70s, and tomorrow feeling a lot like today with highs in the 80s and 90s and heat index values approaching the triple digits. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.